Hey everyone, and welcome back, ready for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something pretty mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing is right.
Yeah, so get this, AI and podcasts, like together.
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild out there.
It is. So we found this article, it's called Testo Incolato, and it basically lays out how AI is going to like completely change how we think about podcasts.
I think change is an understatement, honestly. This could revolutionize the whole landscape.
Okay, so first, like for anyone who's been living under a rock, what even is a podcast? I mean, I think most people know, but...
Right. I mean, at its simplest, it's basically just audio content that you can download and listen to whenever you want. Like radio shows, but on demand.
Yeah, and they're like everywhere these days. Seriously, every topic you can imagine. Like this article talks about sports podcasts, news podcasts, even ones about books, movies.
Culture, history, you name it, there's a podcast for it.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is AI is going to make it even easier to make these things.
Oh, absolutely. And we're not talking about just like, you know, cleaning up audio or anything. We're talking about AI actually creating podcasts.
Yeah. Like Google's Notebook LM. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Basically, you can feed it text anything from like news articles to academic papers to even just your own personal notes.
Your own notes, seriously.
Seriously. And then it turns that text into a two-voice podcast.
Wait, hold up. Two voices, not like that weird robot voice.
Nope. This is different. It's actually designed to sound like a natural conversation between two people.
Okay, now that is wild. And get this. So Notebook LM, right now, it only creates podcasts in English, but it can process text in like a bunch of other languages.
Like Italian, right. That's what the article mentioned.
Exactly. So who knows? Maybe down the line we'll be able to listen to podcasts in all kinds of languages.
Well, that would be incredible, wouldn't it? Just imagine the possibility.
I know. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Okay. But it gets even crazier. So there's this other thing Google's working on. It's called Daily Listen. It's still in testing, but...
But it basically analyzes your interests and then turns relevant articles into like these 5-minute podcast episodes.
Right. It's like personalized news, but in audio form.
Yeah.
And like super short and digestible.
And this is where things start to get, you know, really interesting from a bigger picture perspective. I mean, think about it. On the one hand, this could be incredibly empowering. Anyone could create a podcast.
Right. Like, no more excuses about needing fancy equipment or editing skills or whatever.
Exactly. So you could have like researchers sharing their latest findings directly with the public or students turning their class lectures into podcasts to study later.
Imagine all those amazing stories and ideas that are just like locked away in people's heads finally getting out there.
Right. And not just that. Think about accessibility. Audio is just like inherently more accessible than reading for a lot of people, like people with visual impairments, people with learning disabilities, or even just people who are super busy and don't have time to sit down with a book.
True. So we've got like this democratization of content creation thing happening. And then on the other hand, we've got these hyper personalized feeds, like with Daily Listen.
Which, yeah, that raises some questions. Like, are we all just going to end up in these little filter bubbles only hearing what we already agree with?
That's a good point. It's like super convenient to have everything tailored to your interests, but maybe not so great for like, you know, being exposed to different viewpoints and stuff.
Precisely. So it's this kind of double-edged sword. And, you know, it really highlights the importance of critical thinking, I think.
Oh, totally. Like being aware of what you're consuming, checking sources, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
So true. Okay, wow. We've gone from basic podcasting to AI creating podcasts to like personalized AI-powered audio feeds.
That's a lot, right?
It's a lot, but it's also super exciting. Like, who knows what the future holds? I mean, if AI can turn any text into a podcast...
The possibilities are endless.
I know. Like, what about new forms of storytelling? Or education. Imagine like your history textbook being turned into an immersive audio drama.
Or what if like you could listen to your great grandparents' handwritten diaries as podcasts?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. And a little creepy, but mostly amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess the question is, where do we go from here? What do you think the future of AI-powered audio looks like? And what kind of crazy possibilities are you most excited about? Let us know in the comments.
And maybe, just maybe, your comment will inspire the next big AI audio breakthrough. Who knows?
All right, that's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep those ears open.